The Devonport Christmas Parade is on tomorrow. To tell us more from the council, Marie Brzezinski. Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm pretty well. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, weather looks okay at this stage, so that's a good start.
Keeping an eye on the winds. We don't want any little people blowing off the back of trucks.
No, indeed. All right, so what time starting down there at Byard Park?
So we're starting from Byard Park at 6:30. We're going down Clement Street, the Bluff Road, Victoria Parade, and back up James Street. Some beautiful, beautiful viewing areas along the Bluff Road and Victoria Parade. We've also got some food vendors down there. There's some public toilets that are available as well, so a great place to take the kids, let them run around a little bit until the parade gets there, and then enjoy the parade.
Usually takes about an hour?
Takes about an hour.
Yeah.
We've got about 40 different entries in the parade this year, which is terrific, and we've had some last-minute entries yesterday, so who knows what might happen today. But we've got some really interesting entries this year. The Burnie Highland Pipe Band is coming over to join us. They're usually not available because they've sort of have commitments with other parades. So because ours is nice and early this year, they're available to do that, which is terrific. The Army Reserve are going to bring some of their great big vehicles.
Great.
It's going to be a real vehicle parade with some interesting sort of big trucks and all sorts of things coming through. Santa might even be in something a bit interesting this year.
Okay. Well, we won't say too much about that because we want it to be a surprise for the kids. So 6:30 assembly at Byard Park, and get a park nice and early, I'd reckon.
Get a park nice and early. Look, there's barbecues down at the Vietnam Vets Memorial there.
Yep.
A great place to take the kids down, have a sausage in bread, let them run around for a while, watch the parade, and go home happy days.
Yep, indeed. And then public holiday Friday. Hooray.
Absolutely.
For the show that we don't have. All right, so let's get on to a few other Christmas things while we're at it. So our carols in Devonport, now that's going to be at Valley Road, home of the Strikers.
At the soccer complex.
Yep, on Sunday the 4th of December, right?
That's right. We were there last year. It was fantastic because it's, of course, fully enclosed, so don't have to worry about kids running out into the road. The people in the aged care facility came out onto the hill and sat up in their wheelchairs and looked down into the carols.
Yeah, great.
Really lovely. A great program this year starting at 7 p.m. Gates will be open from 5:30. Gold coin donation to come in and any proceeds from those from the entry or the sale of candles will go straight back into our community.
Righto. So that's Sunday the 4th for carols at Valley Road. And then over in East Devonport, Christmas in the East, where Santa and his helpers will be getting around. That'll be Saturday the 3rd of December. That's like an afternoon, evening show, isn't it? Or parade.
Yeah, that's at 4 o'clock. They actually go through all the major streets in East Devonport and major intersections. So a lot of kids in East Devonport will have Santa coming directly past their house.
Yeah. All right. So more on that next week, I reckon. But for the time being, the parade tomorrow, starting at 6 at Byard Park. Well, 6:30, actually, to be precise. I believe you've got the SES helping out. Are they doing some traffic control or something?
The SES have been amazing. Mersey SES unit come down and help us with all of our traffic management, marshalling, etc. We've got a few of our new councillors coming down to help us out. And some of our senior staff, which is fantastic. So we'll be able to help keep everyone safe.
Indeed. All right. Thanks for having a yarn, and I'll see you there tomorrow.
Thanks, Darren.